Good morning. I'm a Franciscan. I'm Father Tom Shaughnessy, and I'm happy to be here to help you young people celebrate the 250th birthday party of Goliad. And I want to tell you a little bit about the Franciscans and how important they were in the missions. But first, I would like to introduce my two partners in crime. Okay, on my right is Rusty. And Rusty, where do you go to school?
Goliad High School.
And what year are you in?
I'm a senior.
And are you doing well?
Yes, sir.
Are you teacher's pet?
No.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay. And on my left is Jordan. And Jordan, where are you at in school?
Daily on Elementary.
And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
And how are you doing?
Good.
And you like school?
Yes, sir.
You're not just saying that because you're talking to the kids, huh? Do the teachers like you? You're not answering. Okay, let's sit down a minute. And I want to tell you that the Franciscans were very important with the missions, and right here especially in Goliad. Some of you probably know a little bit about your history, but you know how the Spanish soldiers came to Texas, and they came to really conquer some of the land, and they also came with Franciscan priests and brothers, and they came to Joliad in 1721. Joliad is one of the oldest missions. It's the only mission today that has both a mission and a presidio. Presidio is a place where the soldiers defended the Franciscans and the people from people who were trying to attack them. You know that in Texas, the Franciscans founded 36 different missions. And they founded those missions to help the Indians learn more about God. Although, you know, the Indians knew a lot about God. They saw God in the water, and they saw God in the clouds, and they saw God in animals, and they saw God in silence. But they also taught them ranching. You'll hear about ranching, weaving, farming, blacksmith, and all of those different things. How's that sound, Rusty?
What's a Franciscan?
What's a Franciscan? I've been with you now for several hours and you don't know who I am. Well, behind my name are three letters. O-F-M. Would you want to guess what those stand for?
No.
Order of Fat Men? Huh? Out for Money? Huh? Order of Friars Monks? No, none of those. Okay. First of all, it's kind of a little complicated. It stands for the Order of Friars Minor. I'm a friar. I bet you know what a friar is. A friar is a chicken, huh? But I'm not a chicken, okay? A friar also is a Latin word that means brother. And so even though we have priests and brothers, those who are not ordained, we feel we're all brothers. That's like St. Francis felt that the brothers and the priests were all together with God in nature. And what we are supposed to do as friars minor means little or small. We are supposed to be humble and follow the teachings of the humble Jesus in the gospel. And we're not monks. Monks often are in one place their whole life. We're pilgrims. We walk through the world. I have been in 5 different cities, huh? And I have to be real careful each city to watch the speed laws, huh? Because I do not want, as a friar minor, to be picked up by the police, huh? Okay, so, and besides priests and brothers, we have many sisters who are Franciscans. And then we also have a lot of people who are married and single and live in that spirit of Franciscan, St. Francis. And, you know, with the Franciscans, some of us are priests and preach. Some of us are brothers. Some are musicians who are brothers and priests, artists, electricians, cooks, all different types of work we do, because Francis felt that no type of work, if it honored God, was inappropriate.
Who is Francis?
Who is St. Francis? Okay, well, he came to visit us here, huh? He's right here with us. And maybe some of you kids, your parents, have a statue of Francis in the backyard. Maybe it's a statue with the animals around it. And you can see a few animals on here, on this statue. And that's what I said before. Francis found God in all of creation, whether it was animals, the flowers, the trees. That's all part of God. Very important. But you know what Francis was? He was more than just an animal lover. Initially, he was just a little rich kid who had it made, okay? And he loved to go out and party and sometimes get in trouble, and he got his dad mad at him at times, huh? Does that ever sound familiar? Okay. And we'd probably call him, I don't know if you know that word, a modern-day hippie, okay? And one day he just took off all his clothes right in front of the bishop and said, right in front of his dad, and he says, I have only one dad, only one father, and that's God in heaven. So he let go of all of his riches, and then he heard God talk to him and said, rebuild my church. And Francis didn't know what that meant, to rebuild my church. So he started putting one brick on top of another. That's not what God wanted. He wanted him to build that church right inside his heart and to spread that message to other people. And Francis had a wonderful personality, and people from all over just started following him, huh? And so that Franciscan order built up to be thousands and hundreds of thousands, because people wanted to live the gospel as best as they could. And that's what happened, why some of them were missionaries, some of the Franciscans, and that's why they came to places like Goliad. Okay?
Where do you live at, Father Tom?
Well, I live in San Antonio, Texas, and I live in a mission there with five other Franciscans, okay? And I'm the Mother Superior. You know what that means, huh? Okay, I'm the boss of the Franciscans, but I'm not bossy, okay? We also have a pastor, Father Herb. I help in the parish, and the other priests and brothers do other things. Have you ever been to San Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where did you go? What did you do when you were there?
Went to the Alamo, took a bus tour and saw the historic sites around San Antonio.
Did you go on the river walk?
Yeah.
Did you get dumped in the water?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay. Did you ever go to any of the missions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm at one of those missions. Okay. Actually, today, in San Antonio, there are five missions. There's the Alamo. That was founded by the Franciscans. But the Alamo today is not an active mission like the other four. The other four all have people in them that come to church. We have five masses every Sunday. We have one that's a mariachi mass, huh? In which at the end we dance, huh? And during the Lord's Prayer we hold hands and we swing and we really praise the Lord, and it's beautiful music. And we have one mass especially in Spanish, and I'm just learning Spanish. It takes me about 6 hours because as we say in Spanish, yo soy un gringo sacerdote. I'm a gringo priest, huh? But I think it's wonderful, that Spanish mass, so I keep studying it, huh? Okay. Any other questions?
What was the name of the first mission in Goliad?
The name of the first mission in Goliad. I knew you were going to ask me that hard question. Okay. It's Espiritu Santo de Señora de Zuniga. Okay? And it means the mission of Our Lady, the Holy Spirit of Zuniga. Okay? Espiritu Santo is the Holy Spirit, and the Mexicans and the Spanish were all very much devoted to Mary. And so Señora Nuestra is Our Lady. Okie doke. Any other questions?
Why do you wear those funny clothes?
Funny? I don't see you laughing, huh? Are you laughing at my clothes, huh? Okay, because this was the type of clothes that St. Francis wore. They're for humble people. They were like the shepherds. When it get cold, you know, they put up their hood at night and they'd sit. And then, of course, we're practical. And what we have in here are a lot of pockets. Okay, I got a pocket here where I keep a comb. And I got a pocket under here where I keep notes in case you ask any more hard questions. I can take a look, huh? And over here, I have, what do I have in here? Oh, I have my prayer book. This is a little Bible. And then here I have a pen. And here I have 35 cents. I'm a poor Franciscan, but in case I get stuck on the highway, I've got to be able to call someone. Okay?
Why are there three knots on your cord?
Three knots. We might have to stand up to show this. Is that's one of the questions that people ask. Why I have three knots? You know why? So I can beat the kids up. No. Okay. So those three knots are something special. And as I start to talk about it, oh, I just remembered I had spaghetti for supper last night. It's in my stomach. I'm trying to get that spaghetti out. It's all coming out. All of this spaghetti. Okay, it's white spaghetti. And maybe I can show you what these three knots mean. Okay. The first one is the vow of poverty. And that means that I am supposed to especially help people who are poor. And that's what Francis did, and that's what the Franciscans do. And then I'm not supposed to have a lot of money. You know, 5 years ago, my aunt left me $10,000, and I cried. You know why? Because I couldn't use it. Okay, but I did get permission to buy myself a mountain bike. Okay, and a computer, but I gave the rest away to the poor. So that's poverty, and this is chastity, and it means I can't get married because I'm too ugly. No, that's not the reason. Okay, it's that we take that vow so that we don't love just one person, but we try to give our love maybe in a special way to other people. And then the third vow is obedience, and just like you young people have to obey, I have to obey, like you do, the gospel. And I also have a boss who's been very nice to me and given me good assignments. But that's what we have to do. And I'd like to conclude by thanking you for this opportunity to talk to you about the Franciscans and about their spirit and the spirit of Francis. And just remember, we're all learning. And one of the things we're learning about is other people. You know, I'm Irish descent. My last name is Shaughnessy, and it's hard to say and it's harder to spell. But when I was in the seminary, we had to learn German so we could speak to the German people. Ich kann Deutsch sprechen und verstehen. And now I'm learning Spanish, huh? And so we want to move out to other people. There's a beautiful little film, if you're ever there at San Antonio, at San Jose, at the Visitor Center. And what it shows is a mother talking to her Mexican-American daughter and telling her about the Indians. And the little girl says, "Where are the Indians now?" And the mother says, "Look in the mirror, dear. You will see them on your face. If you're not Mexican-American, if you are, thank God. If you're not, look into your heart and see and cherish people of other faiths, other nationalities, and other religions." It's been nice to be with you.